Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Beauty Talk with Illusions Cosmetics for Thursday, January 22nd. I'm your host, Janice Sunnell, co-owner of Illusions Cosmetics, and I'm joined tonight by my sister, Denise.
Good evening.
We have a wonderful show for you this evening where we will be discussing beauty bloggers and how they have changed the landscape of beauty. We want to find out how the world of beauty has changed. She's our music. Joining us tonight will be Angela Dandridge of Black Vixen Beauty and Sherry Jones of AlluringLooks.com. So please join the discussion by calling in at 914-803-4399 or emailing us your questions and comments at info@illusionsbeauty.com. Ladies, why don't you start by introducing yourself, telling us a little bit about who you are and why you started your blog or your online magazine. Why don't we start with Angela?
Hey, I go by the name Angela Dandridge. My real name is Lakeish Campbell. I started my beauty blog because when I started freelancing, you know, only thing I was writing about was beauty. And I was online and, you know, you have the popular beauty blogs and I really couldn't relate to them, you know. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to make my own beauty blog. And, like, after that, it seemed like a gateway opened because, you know, there were so many, you know, women of color, you know, blogging about beauty and stuff. And so I'm pretty much trying to catch up and trying to stay ahead of everyone else.
So when you say catch up, do you feel like other beauty bloggers are so far ahead of you? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I feel that way sometimes, you know. Because, you know, they have more contacts, more, you know, experience, you know, and I just feel like I have so much work to do.
So, Angela,
how long have you been blogging?
Ever since June of last year.
Okay.
So, Angela, this is Denise speaking now. Do you think maybe some of those people who you think are, like, so far ahead of you with blogging, are they working makeup artists or just, you know, people who are working in the industry?
I think it's a little bit of both, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They've been working in the industry for a couple of years now. They have that passion. They know what to look for. And, you know, I'm not a makeup artist, you know, but, you know, I am passionate about beauty, you know. And so it just seems like they just have so much more to offer. But, like, at the same time, it seems like you really can't get to know them because, you know, it's like they've put themselves on a platform. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess one of my main goals is to, you know, be down to earth, but at the same time, you know, trendy and fun and, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
Well, it seems very obvious in your blog that you are passionate about beauty. So that's a plus, I believe. And what about you, Sherry?
Well, you know, just hearing the conversation, I don't think she should feel, Angela, I don't think you should feel like you're behind because there's so much information, you know. For me, my story's a little different because I have been out there a while. I started AlluringLooks.com back in 2001. And at the time, at the time I was actually working as a part-time makeup artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing portraits, video, and like fashion show work.
Uh-huh.
And then full time, I worked as a content manager for a couple of different websites. So in 2003, I kind of said, "Well, you know, why don't I put the two together? My passions are beauty and writing," and just kind of put it together. And that's when I came up with AlluringLooks.com. So, you know, I think that with, you know, seeing, and actually, I was thinking at one point of making it a publication. But then seeing, you know, all the changes and the reaches and the opportunity that the World Wide Web has had to offer, I've just decided to stay online.
Right.
And I think there's a lot out there for everyone.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, in saying that, what do you think your blog or your online magazine, or how do you believe, rather, that your blog or online magazine can help women of color?
Well, the information on there, it's beauty expertise for women of color. So we focus on beauty, style, and wellness primarily, like I said, for our audience, which is women of color between the ages of, I'd say, 21 all the way up to 55. And the whole goal of alluringlooks.com is to become a beauty resource. Because like I was saying before, there's so much information, so many options. What one person is into, somebody else might not be. So I really kind of want to bring as much information together as I can. That's why we started a social network, so that people can get on there and kind of just, even somebody that this is not their industry, they can get on there and talk about what they know, what they do.
Right.
Because there's some people, they're not working in the beauty, style, or wellness industry, but they've got great tips, great techniques, great things that, you know, people compliment them on every day. Why not share it?
Exactly. We now have Julia Coney of All About the Pretty on the line, if we could take her call.
Hi, Julia. Hello? Julia?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
You?
How are you? I'm good.
Good. Can you just give us a brief bio on yourself? Tell us who you are, tell us a little bit about your blog and why you started your blog.
Well, I'm actually a legal assistant during the day, so I'm not in the industry at all.
Okay.
I started my blog at a time when my oldest brother had passed away,
mm-hmm.
and I was searching for something that I really wanted to do to make me happy. I was felt like,
right.
you know, I was traveling and I was having a good time, but that his death just really changed something for me. So I'm originally from Texas and Louisiana, so I live in D.C. now, and I decided to go to a writer's conference for, you know, at Howard University, because I've always written in a journal,
mm-hmm.
and I've always been obsessed with products. And there I actually met Tia Williams of Shake Your Beauty.
Right.
And she asked me something about what did I do for my skin, and I said, well, I bought all my skincare in duty-free. And she started laughing, and she was like, you should start a blog. And she actually encouraged me in that I had a different voice and that women would appreciate that, because I really do, at that time, bought most of my skincare in duty-free because I go to Europe every year.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, write about your lifestyle, you know, everything you do, because I'm also a foodie and I practice yoga. And I was like, okay. So I started it with her, and I never thought it would be what it is right now.
Wow.
Just never in my wildest dreams. And literally I just got home tonight at 8:30, and I'm on this call, and I'll be up blogging, and I'll be in the office at 7.
Wow.
Wow.
Let me ask you, how do you ladies feel beauty blogging has changed the world of beauty? And if each of you can answer.
Well, for me, I think it changed because it gets the information out there faster.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, you have to wait the 3-month span for the magazine to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything is sometimes, like, really a lot of people like blogging because it's not always the nicest art, you know, review. Some people, I believe in constructive criticism, because I also think that there are no bad beauty products. There are products that don't work for everybody.
Right.
So what may one person may hate, somebody else may love. So for me, I can say why something doesn't work for me, but I think a lot of women like the way they want to know how you use a product, in which way you, and also your life. And I think that's what you don't get in a magazine. I don't think it takes away from magazines, because I still, you know, subscribe to a bunch of magazines a month. I still love holding a magazine in my hand.
Right.
So I don't think it replaces that. I think it works in conjunction. But a lot of brands who I work with actually like the anticipation. It's the reason why the Lancome Oscillation Mascara sold out. It wasn't the magazines. It was the beauty bloggers. It was the internet.
Right.
It was women writing about it, you know, some going to the launch, and that changes the scope because the product now, you're inundated 2 and 3 months before it even comes out. So your anticipation factor helps you decide once it is on a shelf to buy it.
True. Now, Sherry, speaking of magazines, how do you think your magazine, being that yours is online, is different from a print magazine as it relates to beauty?
Well, like she said, you don't have to wait 1, 2, or 3 months to get the information out. I actually do information once a month, mm-hmm. but there are times when if something, like she said, is coming out or I find out about something, I can actually go in and update it and get it out there immediately. I like the idea. Like I said, I started it a while ago, and initially I was going to make it a publication, but I like the idea that it's online because the reach is so much farther. You know, being online, we're talking right now about women of color, basically, but women of color where?
Right.
In Kuwait? You know what I mean?
Right.
Basically,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because there are women of color in Kuwait who are actually reading your blogs or your online magazines. They're actually able to get it. If it was a publication, the reach it might be regional. Might be.
Sure.
You know, but your scope is so much farther being online. And I think that blogging has changed the face of beauty in that it's allowed people who might not be in the print or communications media to actually get out there and have a voice, and it be a voice that is relevant, you know?
Sure.
It was kind of closed prior to, you know, if you leave it to just publications, it was closed to a lot of people, but now it's opened it up so much more.
Absolutely. And what about you, Andrew? How do you feel about that particular question, how beauty blogging, rather, has changed the world of beauty?
Well, I think it's great that, you know, ordinary women can reach, you know, women all over the world, and, you know, we're not getting paid to review products, you know. It's not like we have ads in our online magazines or blogs, and it's not like we have a certain, you know, responsibility to one brand or a couple of cosmetic brands, you know. It just allows you to be free, and as I was talking to Denise not too long ago, you know, like the major publications, they're starting to see beauty bloggers as, you know, part of the press, you know, and
yeah.
They understand that we have that power to connect with women on a personal level, and, you know, more importantly, it's about building relationships and honesty and, you know, stuff like that.
Okay. So speaking of getting able to reach people on a personal level, what kind of feedback have you all gotten from some of the readers of your blog?
Feedback in terms of the content?
Yeah, responses to some of your blog posts, or do people ever write in and say, you know, I really appreciate your blog, you know, the information that you put out here is helping me, or anything, any kind of response?
I think that for me, when I first started in blogging out, I felt like just to be myself and my
mm-hmm.
voice will come out and my personality, instead of, like, I think sometimes people try to write like someone else they're reading or
mm-hmm.
thinking that may work. But for me, I think the readers realize that here is a young black woman who works a regular job. I don't have a trust fund, but I write about how I'm not a car person in order to be a beauty person.
Right.
And everybody can understand what I'm saying. The post will be slow because I need to work overtime so I can go on a vacation.
Right.
I think most people understand that.
Yeah.
Exactly. They really get that when I'm like, okay, if I work this much, I can go here. And I get a lot of emails from young black women about
mm-hmm.
the traveling. I for some reason, that when I started writing about all the places I visit, that really connected with them.
Okay.
Because some may never have thought that they would be, you know, read about somebody who travels and sees the world and are open and restaurant. And that, for me, is the biggest blessing when I get those emails. That, for me, makes it all worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
What about you, Sherry?
Well, for me, it's just a passion of mine. And initially when I started it, and this is something that I still do, you know, I like to reach out. There's so much information out there. And, you know, most of the publications that are out, they tend to give one or two people's points of view as to what's out, what's hot, and the person tends to be somebody that's major in the industry. But there are a lot of people that are in beauty and style industries that you don't hear about. They're the people, you know, behind the scenes doing the celebs makeup, doing all of these things. So my initial goal was, hey, why not get the information of these people out there that are actually performing these services? They're the real deal. I mean, you can know what Beyonce puts on her face, but who puts it on there so it looks great? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What are the little tips and things like that? So I think for me, I like knowing what the great products are and what's out, but I also like knowing how to use them,
right?
You know, and what some tips and some tricks and all of that are, because, you know, what's highlighting, what's contouring, you know, how do I do it? So for me, I think I like to use my online magazine that way. And then, like I said, the social networking part of it, people can share their products, what they, you know, all of that, what they like to use, what they're selling, those types of things. But I like to know how and the what and the why.
Right. I agree with that. That's my big thing. I'm more into educating the consumer on the products that they're buying. I mean, it's okay to tell them, you know, what's great about a mascara or what's great about a blush or something, but if you don't know how to use it, then why buy it?
Mm-hmm.
And also, Sherry, because you said that, first I'd just like to take the time to say thank you, because my sister and I both have been on your online magazine several times, and you know, we're thankful for the exposure. You know, like you said, you want to also give the people who are behind the scenes actually applying the makeup or providing the services two different ones. So thank you for that opportunity.
You're welcome.
So, Angela, what about you? What kind of feedback have you gotten in response to your blog?
Well, mostly it's, you know, they like that I feature a lot of drugstore products because that's basically what I can afford right now. And, you know, how the drugstores don't have testers and whatnot. Well, I mean, I don't mind testing it out and, you know, giving my feedback on it, you know. I mean, like Julia said, you know, I don't think there's, you know, like, bad B products. I just think that, you know, there's always room for, you know, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. There's always room for improvement, and, you know, I really don't like to bash, you know, the B products, because, you know, I can understand the work that went into the, you know, formulation of it. I just don't, yeah, like she said, I really don't think there's a bad beauty products, but like this year, I've been trying to incorporate more department store brands, the little lesser known companies, you know, give them exposure on my blog, and it's been great so far. And then the fashion and lifestyle, because I'm a shopaholic, okay? I will shop even when I ain't got no money. Okay, I'm the one in the basement. Can I get a loan to buy some makeup or clothes or whatnot? But I'm trying to make my blog more well-rounded. And recently, people, you know, they like that kind of stuff. They just don't want me to talk about beauty. They want to know where they can go online, you know, find the cutest clothes, you know, for less, you know, because we are in a recession. But you know, basically, the drugstore brand, that's my niche right there.
Looks like we have a caller, so I'm going to try to take this call. Hello, caller. What's your question or comment? Hello? Okay, maybe not. Okay, well, moving on. How has your blog or online magazine changed since you all first started? What have been some of the changes?
Wow. Well, for me, I started so long ago, and it's like every year something comes out that's new. And I'm not talking about like blogs. I mean technology. Things have changed so much. You know, now the thing, it's good to have relevant information, but now you're wondering what's the next thing so that I can keep this relevant information out there and keep people wanting to come back to the site and using it as a resource. So
right.
For me, it's changed because initially, like I said, I started it when I was doing makeup, and it was to, my website was to just give information about my services. And then when it actually moved into an online magazine, it went from basically makeup to makeup, hair, fashion. I even have some spa information on there, you know, interviews, things like that. So it really has grown, and hopefully it will continue to grow. I mean, that's what I'd like for it to continue to grow.
Do you find yourself feeling like you need to, like, update the site often, you know, as far as, you know, from the visual standpoint?
For me, yeah, because mine is an online magazine, and like I said, I only update it once a month, but sometimes I think I should update it more. But at the same time, there's a lot of information on there.
Right.
So, you know, there's about 8 different categories with 2 sections each. So there's a lot of information, and I feel like, you know, well, maybe people are rotating through. But that's just a work in progress, something that I do battle with and trying to figure out how to, what's the best balance.
Right. Now, at what point did you start doing, because I know you feature some type of celebrity talent, like an interview, every month. At what point did you start doing that?
I probably started doing that about a year after I started. So maybe 2004.
Okay, so it's been a while. Okay.
Yeah, I've been doing that a while, and it's still the hardest thing to do. And now, this is going to sound really strange, but now that there are so many blogs out, it's even harder to. Back then, there weren't as many beauty blogs. Or there really weren't any blogs. There were more like information just out there. So you could get the celebrity interview, but now it's really hard because there are blogs that bash celebrities.
Yeah, exactly.
So a lot of times,
like blogs.
Yeah, they're very hesitant. Even with an online magazine, it's like, oh, okay. You know, so it's harder now.
How do you go about getting your interviews?
You contact the publicist. It does take some work. Usually the celebrities that I have on the site, it's taken me at least almost the whole month to get them. Because you have to either go through the manager, and the manager goes through the publicist, sends you to the publicist, who then takes a while and has to, like I said, they have to decide. Before, years ago, they would look at the online magazine and see that it was positive and say, yeah, we'll do it. Now it's like, with Perez Hilton and, you know, I don't want to call any other names, but all of these sites that kind of bash celebrities, they're still hesitant. So it does take me some effort. And and each time I kind of punish myself because I not only do the celebrities, I try and find designers if I can and, you know, things like that. And that's also another issue. But you can do it. You just got to be persistent, and I'm really persistent. I remember I got Niecy Nash as for one time, and I got a number from SAG, Screen Actors Guild, and I thought it was her publicist, and it was actually her phone, her home phone number. She's like, hey, how'd you get this number?
Oh my
and
God.
I just felt, I mean, but she was very nice about it. She's just like, how did you get this number, you know? And I told her. And she was great, very personable. She said, yeah, I'll do it, you know, no problems. And then she gave me her publicist number.
Right.
So it's just some real persistence. real persistence.
What about you, Julia? What about you, Julia? How has your blog changed since you started?
Well, when I first started, I only thought the people who were reading were my family members. And it's truly, to me, it's something, it's still a hobby. It's a hobby slash job because I come home and I want people to be informed, and I cover Fashion Week, which I thought I never would cover backstage at Fashion Week.
Mm.
Things like that. Being featured in Women's Wear Daily, I was just featured in the Washington Post. That kind of press, I didn't think that was going to happen, because for me, it's still all about the writing and the content, getting the information. And for me, my information comes across as a story.
Right.
So it's not that I bought a new lip gloss. It's the fact that I was having a bad day at work, and only this new Chanel Glossomer can make me happy.
Just real talk.
It's real talk. It's not that it was, it was like, oh, I cried all weekend. I was just having one of those moments where I was sad. And I think women relate to that, because sometimes you just have those days and you really want a beauty product to pick you up. That's one of those things. It's instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't have a lot of money, like, Angela said, you can go to the drugstore. And for me, I cover high and low. I cover myself. So I can go to Neiman's with my mom when she visits, and we could go to CVS, and I would have walked out with a bag bigger than Neiman's. It's just, for me, that's what I like.
Right.
I don't look at it like, oh, this is a great price or this. It's just what I like. Like, I'm a skincare person as opposed to a makeup person. I cover makeup, but that's not my first love. My first love is skincare.
Oh, okay.
So then it becomes, let's cover skincare because pretty makeup looks good on pretty skin. Then let's talk about this cute maybe outfit, but the lip gloss you're wearing with it. Where am I traveling to? What spa am I going to? My girlfriend getaways that we take every year. Where do we go? What do we do?
Mm-hmm.
What book am I reading? I do a series on called Reading Pretty because I love style books.
Mm,
any type of books, fashion, the chick lick, shopaholic books.
Right.
That's reading pretty to me. That's taking time for yourself. So mine is, I believe beauty is a lifestyle, not just a product. So it's going to dinner, a really great glass of wine, yoga, beauty, travel. That's what it. So, and I'm also working on a new site. I'm going to change the site this summer so to reflect all those parts of my lifestyle.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Now, it'll still be called All About the
Pretty. It'll still be called All About the Pretty, but I do a series called Destination Pretty, which focuses on travel.
On your travel, okay.
It focuses on my travel, like things like I got to preview the new celebrity ship because cruise ship this fall because I love to travel, and I talked about a cruise before. So we'll have travel, eat, drink, and be pretty, which is food and wine. And then own pretty will be yoga, because I'm actually starting a yoga teacher training at the end of the month.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So yours is going to be more like a lifestyle blog as opposed to just beauty.
It's a lifestyle blog, but for me, beauty is the lifestyle.
It's the lifestyle.
Because there's no yoga without which lip gloss stays on during the training. I go to yoga class, and everybody knows at my studio, I put on a different lip gloss to test it to see if it'll last through class.
Well, we need to get you some Illusions lip gloss to see if
that'll
last through class.
Yeah, I do that. It's like Destination Pretty is for traveling. So everything's about what products I'm taking on a trip and things like that, what lip gloss or blush I wore to a restaurant. Because my readers are, from young to old, but I just think everybody writes what their life is about and where you are at that moment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so for me, like she was saying, I don't do a lot of celebrities. I like my celebrities on the red carpet. I like them dressed up, diamonds. I'm old school Hollywood. I like the old war show. I don't care what they wear to the grocery store. I don't want to see them at the grocery. That does not faze me. So usually I read a lot of the people in InStyle once the award season starts. Like, this is my favorite time of year.
Right.
For celebrities. Like, the inauguration was the best thing,
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Everything else, and she's right. People say, oh, blogs, and they first think gossip the minute you see a woman pop up or lip gloss, and it's really more than that. You have really great people who blog or on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like she said, you have to keep up with it. Now it's like Facebook and Twitter. And I mean, if you don't Twitter, it's like, good Lord, what's wrong with
you? Right. Oh, that's funny.
But I just think it's a great avenue for people. And I just want to tell Angela, stick with it. I know you feel like you may not be where you are, but you're at the exact moment where you need to be.
That's
and trust
right.
me, the more you love it, the press and everything you want will come if you stay true to yourself.
Thank you.
And that's what I was basically what I was trying to say to you, Angela, when I told you to, you know, decide what it is that you want to blog about, or find your passion, and then blog about your passion. Whether that be makeup, skincare, fashion, I mean, it's going to show in your blog when you start to write, and just, you know, keep with that, and it'll progressively get better and better and better over time.
So how has your blog changed, Angela, since you started? I know you said you started last year, but have you noticed has there been any major changes in your blog?
I guess, like, now I'm starting to feature less of myself, you know. I haven't done any makeup looks in, I don't know, how long. Like, right now my priority is skincare, because like Julia said, you know, you can't have just pretty makeup and you have jacked up skin, you know.
Right.
That's not pretty.
That's how we feel as makeup artists, so you're right.
Yeah, and like, I was just thinking last night, you know, I used to think that, you know, me finding some kind of product that would help my skin, I was like, you know, I give up. But ever since I started this blog, I'm like right now, it's not just for me. It's for everyone else that has the same problem, you know. I have to be, you know, that inspiration to go out and research the skincare brands and, you know, be educated and not being afraid to ask questions and whatnot. Any more, like, any other changes I've noticed? I guess I've started to feature more celebrities on my blog because someone has said that, you know, if you feature celebrity looks on your blog, you know, that's more traffic, and that's been kind of fun too. But, like, at the same time, I don't want to, you know, become too commercial because, you know, some of my readers, the reason why they signed up for my blog in the first place because I was real, you know. I wasn't like everyone else. Mm-hmm. It was like I was on my own program, you know, as we say in the military. But I guess right now I'm trying to find a balance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to disappoint my old readers, but I do want to appeal to new readers also, you know. And I guess, like, right now it's become like an addiction because I go back in my old posts, I edit, I update stuff, I, you know, on the internet, I'd be up late at night, you know, looking for stuff to post about, you know, looking for neat little stuff to post on the blog, and I've noticed that, like, more companies are starting to contact me now. It's amazing. It's not just the beauty companies, it's the fashion companies, too. Someone actually thought I was a fashion blogger. I'm like, no, I'm a beauty blogger, but I'm trying to branch out, you know, and it's just, I've been keeping a calendar, you know, like I'm a real magazine. Be sitting there writing down what I'm going to post, but, you know, that didn't work because I'm, like, posting, like, stuff I get off the internet, but I have to go back to that. But I've been trying to keep up with the collections, you know, stuff like that, even if I don't plan on buying them, you know.
Right.
And I've been asking people about a media kit, you know. I've been trying to get on social media more, you know, Twitter, stuff like that. I've just been all over the place. I'm such a mess. I kid you not. But this is how I work. I've always worked like this, you know.
And I try to keep her in line.
you know. And I guess it helps motivate me to do my best because, you know, I work well under pressure, you know. It's like everything is always, I don't know, like in a rush. I had to hurry and do this before so-and-so does it, and I had to do it this way, and blah, 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 you know. But
you know, Andor, I think I have to say, and this is Janice speaking, I have to say, try not to focus so much on what everyone else is doing. Because I think when you do that, you will find yourself just overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Because you're always at a point where you're trying to keep up. You're trying to beat someone at posting something about something, or you're trying to outdo the next one. I think if you just focus on Angela, and like what my sister says, just blog about what you're passionate about, whether it's fashion, whether it's makeup, whatever. Just like Julia, you know, is saying, she was, you know, blogging about beauty, but, you know, she put all of herself in it. So what's Julia? She's all about travel. She's all about yoga, you know, just her life and her lifestyle. And it all falls back to beauty. So I think if you just focus on that and just try to stay focused, you don't have to worry about being overwhelmed, trying to keep up. And I think you'll feel a little bit better about it.
Also, Angela, I just want to interject. Blog like, this is my motto for blogging. I blog like no one sends me anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I blog because I'm the same girl who, when my boyfriend and I talk about my Neiman's bill, because I'm one of those women, I would die with a Neiman's call, and I'm from Texas. We love Neiman's. It doesn't matter, because when I look at that Christmas catalog or the new catalog for spring makeup, I'm still giddy. When you love it, it doesn't, like, I read people, and I read them because they become friends. I don't read them to see what they're doing. I never look at it from that. I'm going, oh, that's a great post. You know, I like the site, but I blog because I love beauty, travel, yoga, food. That's it. So if no one sends me anything, if I'm still, like, charging at Neiman's, you know, the cookies every year and the lip glosses and the Bobbi Brown palettes and everything and going to CVS, That's what because I love it. That's what makes me come home from work at night knowing I'm going to be up till midnight and
right.
be getting 6 hours of sleep because I love it. And I want
right.
people to understand that's what I love. Because mm-hmm. if you're, you know, and it's hard, and I know because there's so many beauty bloggers, like, you know, Sherry's, it's so many.
Mm-hmm.
When I started, I didn't know there was a thing except Tia. And then now it's 3 years later almost, and there's so many, and here's someone who's been doing it for, you know, all, you know, 7-8 years, and
mm-hmm.
now it's just so completely different. But even in the sea of bloggers, if you do what you love, you know, everything else will come.
Right.
I was just going to add in and say, you know, this is Sherry. Everybody has their audience too. I mean, people come to each blog for different reasons. There might be women that go to 8 different beauty blogs.
Right.
But they're going to the 8 different beauty blogs or the online magazine for different reasons.
Exactly.
So, you know, you've got to really stay true to you and your passion and what your voice is. Mm-hmm. And just be on your own personal hustle because somebody else is on theirs. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, you know that you have your audience and your audience is going to continue to grow, but they're there because of you.
Exactly.
And what you've,
right.
your voice.
Right.
Now, ladies, we're coming close to the end of our show, so I want to thank the three of you for calling in and sharing your thoughts and comments. So, Angela, hang in there. Angela of Black Vixen Beauty Blog. And Sherry, thank you so much for all that you've done for us. Sherry is of alluringlooks.com, and I'm so happy to speak with you, Julia. Julia of All About the Pretty. So thank you, ladies, for being here. And our next show is scheduled for February 5th at 3 p.m. We have to be a little early because our topic is on Afro-Latina beauty, and we will be joined by Mahogany Pinnell of Revista Kyoba. And she's joining us, and she's been actually in Sweden, I believe. So that's why we're coming on at 3 p.m. as opposed to 9 p.m. So if you all could call in, listen in. You can call in at 914-803-4399, and you can email your questions or comments at info@illusionsbeauty.com. Again, this is Janice Pinnell, and you've been listening to Beauty Talk with Illusions Cosmetics. Now, as we fade out, I wanted to ask the three of you to tell me what, and I heard Julia say a little bit, but tell me what beauty means to you. This is something that we ask women all over, what beauty means to you. And any one of you can start first.
Okay, well, I'll start first. Beauty, to me, I said, is a lifestyle. It's not just a product. I look at beauty in ways I don't think a lot of beauty, you know, bloggers may look. I look at art, fashion, music, and when I say art, like museums, I look at the grass. I look at when I see children playing or kids smiling, just every moment to me is beautiful. And it's beautiful because every day I wake up is another day to do something great. So for me, beauty is about the life that you choose to lead and wearing a fabulous lip gloss at the same time.
Absolutely.
Well, for me, this is Sherry. Beauty is personality, you know, just like everyone's personality is different, the same applies for beauty to me, like confidence, flair, a great smell, a style, a positive outlook and energy, all of that is beauty to me. So, and I think that as long as people work on their personality, anything they do on the outside just will only enhance their beauty.
Right.
Absolutely. And Angela?
Well, I have to say that I agree with Sherry. but I also want to add that I think beauty is also passion too, you know? Like, for a beauty blogger, you know, you might not be, you know, attractive by, you know, the standards, you know, that we've set. But, you know, if you're motivated to get up, you know, put yourself out there on the internet to help other women, that's beautiful. I mean, I don't care if you can't afford, you know, the department store brands. I don't care if, you know, you just started blogging. And, you know, in the voice, you know, if I feel like I can relate to you and that, you know, that you're down to earth and not snooty or whatnot, that's beautiful. Because, you know, like for me right now, I have to work on my self-confidence. But people have always told me, you know, you might not be beautiful by anyone's standards, but your spirit is beautiful. Because, you know, the greatest thing for me is helping people, you know, being able to direct them in the right path so they can, you know, better themselves, you know, get to where they want to be, you know. And if I had a part in that, I'm happy, you know. That's the greatest satisfaction right there.
Yep.
Absolutely. And Denise,
Fred,
want to add to that?
No, not this week.
Briefly, that I agree with all of you. And for me, beauty is something that's internal. For me, it's the love of God that is seen through your life. And a lot like... you know, what Angela said, knowing your passion, a lot like what Julia said, you know, just life is beauty. You know, you can find beauty in so many things. And I just think it's something that flows from the inside of you out. So thank you, ladies, for sharing your thoughts on that. That's something that we ask women all over the world. And I'm amazed at the several different responses that I get when I ask that question. So it's kind of really interesting to see how women view beauty, and it's not always something that has to deal with makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Thank you very much for being with
us. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Did I do? The late,